central bank digital currencies.
It's big data meets Big Brother, expanding how the government monitors, understands, and ultimately controls.
By programming CBDC, those money can be precisely targeted for what kind of people can own and what kind of use.
We will have the technology to enforce that. The central bank will have absolute control.
Central bank digital currency is coming alive.
It's a fusion of our physical, our digital, and our biological identities.
This is Richard Werner, the top academic scholar in the world on central banking. He wrote the book and did the documentary, The Princes of the Yen, about the Japanese central bank. Here he is in Malmo, Sweden, in May.
The nature of the CBDC, what is it actually going to look like? They never talk about that. Right. But I heard one European central banker tell me what it's going to look like. He saw it, and it was around this large and would be implanted under your skin.
I mean, COVID makes it accelerates the process of digitalization and automatization. It legitimizes the deployment of mass surveillance even in democratic countries, and it makes surveillance go under your skin.
The vaccine passports really are the last step, and, you know, as someone said today, the hill worth dying on, or the last fight that we have to fight, because once the passport vaccines are accepted, there is no more resistance, there is no more choice.
So you might have missed what happened Wednesday afternoon at the Fed, but they started their CBDC. Maybe we should start having the conversation of, gosh, this looks like the mark of the beast.
All right, Devin, on today's edition of the Thrive Time Show, I'm going to call this the Creeper Show. Okay. The Creeper Show. It's the creep. The theme is it's a bunch of stuff that'll probably make you squeam. Okay, so let me hit play. Here we go, folks.
You watch your TV, but with this hack, your TV can watch you. Show us how that works.
So one of the things that we're able to do with the smart TV platform was actually abuse the browser to the extent that we could actually gain access to the camera that's built into the TV.
Right.
And so what we can prove here is that with a little bit of extra code, we can turn the camera on in your browser.
Wow.
And while this is evident to you right here because we've designed it that way, this is something that we can do invisibly and actually have the camera running behind the web page that you're looking at.
So what this means is I could be sitting here watching TV from my bedroom, and you could be anywhere in the world looking at this image of me watching.
Yep, I could be sitting on a laptop in a cafe in Paris. And as long as I have a network connection, I'd be able to get into your TV and access the camera.
The kind of scary things about it is that it doesn't actually give any indication that the camera's on. And there is no little LED that shows up when the camera's on. So it could actually be watching you and you never even know.
What is a smart TV? And why is it a playground essentially for hackers?
Right, it's a computer. So instead of just being, you know, a tube and some other electronics, now it has a web browser and it has, you know, a lot of devices are running Linux.
But the real danger is when people start using smart TVs for things like online banking, we can take a popular bank address and translate that into a different IP address to a site that directs to a site that we control. So it may look like your bank's login, but you're actually entering a username and password that goes to us instead of your bank.
In a statement to CNN Money, Samsung says it takes consumer privacy very seriously. The camera can be turned into the bezel of the TV so that the lens is covered or disabled by pushing the camera inside the bezel.
All right, Dr. Jason Dean, is this disturbing to you? Is this something new to you? Do you already know this? You're saying, oh, this is old news. What are your thoughts on the idea that a smart TV can now easily be watching you without your knowledge?
It's disturbing, but it's not anything we... So that video looks like it's been probably from like early 2020, maybe before that, which is interesting. So as soon as the smart TVs came out, if you're in this industry of looking at this stuff, You knew. I haven't had a we have one television in the house, and it's an old school television, because all of these smart devices, they're using this. All this is all real. This is all true. They have cameras in so much. They have cameras in the phones. I mean, we know this. Mine's been hacked by the FBI before. It's been scanned. So this, but here's the kicker. It's televisions today. But tomorrow it's not the television, because they're so far ahead of, they have technology that's so far ahead of that already. The computer will not be the television, Clay. The computer is going to be the person. So yes, 100%. It's not surprising. It's scary. Yes, it's very disturbing, but 100% that is real. That's partially how they're going to do it. This is the bringing together of everything that art, and they're already putting out there. There's a website, I don't remember what it is, something about it's a 10G reality. They already have the platforms put together for not just 5G. 5G is like nothing. They have 6G and 7G already ready to roll out. Hitachi is involved with some of the smart dust that's used in that stuff. But then on top of that, they already have 10G smart homes.
Oh, come on.
Ready, like it's ready to go.
You're sick. Okay, so Devin, we'd love to get your thoughts here. What are your thoughts on the smart TV?
I think when I get home tonight, I'm just going to throw my TV out the window.
You heard what she just said.
If you go to 10gplatform.com, you will see madness.
10gplatform.com. Let me pull this up.
That's right.
And I'm asking you a question though, Devin. Seriously, knowing that the smart TV. I mean, did you know that before this?
A little bit, but I guess I never really thought anything about it. But now working here, knowing what I know now, like, yeah, it's totally real.
Yeah.
And if you go to 10G, go to 10G at home at the top, and this is describing, it's not going to just be your television, folks. It's going to be everything. You can literally click on the rooms and it takes you through all the smart stuff in the rooms.
Did you make this website? Who made this website?
Not me.
Okay. So let's continue real quick here, because I want people to like really grasp. I'll put this on the show notes here. This is 10gplatform.com. I'll put this on the show
notes. And if you want to, at the bottom of the page, you can find all the people who actually made it. Cable Labs, Giga Europe, STE, all that stuff. So it's a legitimate, original, built by them website.
So I want to ask you, so far, what we've covered so far, Devin, what's the most disturbing thing, most creeper thing so far? You said, okay, that was nuts.
That
so far.
What the guy said, he was like, yeah, I could just be at a cafe in Paris. Like, what? But just anyone with a network can access your TV. That's insane.
So that's new news to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, here's the next one. I want you to keep track of the creeperness, okay? This is the next one here. Now, this is Nita Farahani speaking at the World Economic Forum. Listen to this blasty blast, folks. Here we go.
This is why we want to be able to find better ways to monitor whether somebody is paying attention or they're doing something different. The newest way to monitor attention is through a device like this one. These are ear pods that are launching later this year. These ear pods, much like the video you watched earlier, are ear pods that can pick up brainwave activity and tell whether or not a person is paying attention or their mind is wandering. Okay, well, you might think, fine, but even if we can tell whether a person is paying attention or their mind is wandering, you can't tell what they're paying attention to. You would be wrong. Turns out that you can not only tell whether a person is paying attention or their mind is wandering, but you can discriminate between the kinds of things that they're paying attention to. Whether they're doing something like central tasks, like programming, peripheral tasks, like writing documentation, or unrelated tasks, like surfing social media or online browsing. When you combine brainwave activity together with other forms of software and surveillance technology, the power becomes quite precise. So what do we do with this? What do we do with technology that enables us to monitor brainwave activity for attention? Do we embrace it? Do we resist it? I believe that there is a pathway forward with such technology, but it's putting it in the hands of employees, enabling them to use it for themselves as a choice, whether or not they want to focus, whether or not they want the technology in order to improve their own performance, but not using it as a measure of their brain metrics to decide whether to fire them, hire them, or to watch for their lagging cognitive decline over time and using it as a way to discriminate against them.
Hello, everybody. I'm Nicholas Thompson. I'm the CEO of The Atlantic, and I will be your moderator today. We are going to have an incredible session. Star of the show is Nita Farahany. She is a futurist and legal ethicist at Duke, and she's so smart and so interesting. You're going to learn a ton.
You mentally move the cursor to the left and scroll through your brain data over the past few hours. You can see your stress levels rising.
Now, this is her presentation. We're going to skip through just a little bit so we get, now watch this. Now, if we wrap this up, what, this is crazy.
Now, they're looking for his co-conspirators. You discover they are looking for synchronized brain activity between your coworker and the people he has been working with.
What do you think? Is it a future you're ready for? You may be surprised to learn that it's a future that has already arrived. Everything in that video that you just saw is based on technology that is already here today. Artificial intelligence has enabled advances in decoding brain activity in ways that we never before thought possible. But already, using consumer wearable devices, these are headbands, hats that have sensors that can pick up your brainwave activity, earbuds, headphones, tiny tattoos that you can wear behind your ear, we can pick up emotional states like, are you happy or sad or angry? We can pick up and decode faces that you're seeing in your mind. Simple shapes, numbers, your PIN number to your bank account.
This is, by the way, this photo here, this is what they can see if you're wearing ear pods. So I want to get your thoughts on what's the most disturbing thing you've heard so far, Devin. What's your thought? The most disturbing?
I still think the TV thing is the most disturbing.
Really?
I mean, this is super creepy, but...
So this is super creepy, not the creepiest.
Yeah.
Hey, Dr. Jason Dean, what are your thoughts on this technology? You've been banging the gong, waking up people forever on this. What are your thoughts, sir?
Yeah, and I think one of the things Devin gets creeped out about the TV thing still, too, and I think my wife would probably have... My wife actually sent me this video that you're showing right now, like 3 days ago, so I was already watching it. But my wife would say the TV, too... Not because she doesn't think this is creepy, because especially as a female, to know that someone could be watching you is a very, like, that is an invasion of all privacy.
How about they are? How about the fact that they are? Let's do this. This will blow
you. They are.
Let me pull this up, and just in case, not like they could. This is a real thing.
Yeah.
So Amazon, when people look this up, okay, this is Amazon. What's the Amazon listening device? What's the one that's the Amazon?
Is that Alexa?
Yeah, Amazon Alexa. Let's say audio set. I think I found it here. Let me find it. Okay. So people at who worked at Amazon are saying, yep, it is true. We have audio of everything that goes on in your home, everything. And that we archive said stuff and we occasionally analyze 0.2% of all of it.
That's insane.
Optimize your performance. Amazon staff analyzes 0.2% of all interactions. So when it's on, people say, oh no, you can turn it off. Okay. You say to Alexa, I don't use these things, but it's like you say to your Alexa, you know, hey, turn it on or turn it off, or Alexa, do this.
It doesn't turn off.
Yeah. So this is here. It's been said that couples having sex, or even what sounded like a sex attack, have been heard by staff, says Amazon, a former Amazon analyst told The Sun. There were times when I heard couples arguing at home and other when kids were trying to teach Alexa to swear. What we were told to focus on, Alexa commands, but it was not impossible not to hear other things going on. Anyway, it goes on and on, talking about all Amazon Alexa owners will likely be stunned by the news that Amazon employees can and do listen to intimate moments. And it goes on to explain, this is real and it cannot be turned. Now, it's good. Now we're asking, what's the creepiest? That's the theme of today's show. Here we go. Watch this one. Here we go, folks.
Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, otherwise known as DARPA, has been named by several whistleblowers to be the leading innovator in trauma-based mind control. In 2002, DARPA announced their ambitious IAO program. The Information Awareness Office was set up to gather and store the personal information of everyone in the United States, including credit card and phone records. Following strong public criticism that the IAO was blatant mass surveillance, it was officially defunded by Congress in 2003. In the global surveillance disclosures of 2013, it was revealed that several IAO projects continued to be funded under different names. LifeLog. In its white paper, DARPA's Dr. Doug Gage stated that the objective of LifeLog was to trace the threads of an individual's life. LifeLog was going to require each individual user to voluntarily record everything they do in life, producing a unique timeline that would constitute an episodic memory. Out of this endless ocean of information, DARPA scientists would plot distinctive patterns, mapping out personal relationships, scheduled events, and researchers from DARPA's artificial intelligence sector would feed the data to their machines so the AI computers could study everyone's daily habits and make sense of it. Civil libertarians attacked the project when it launched, arguing the obvious privacy issues involved with having DARPA keeping such close tabs on the entire population. On February 4th, 2004, they announced the end of LifeLog. And on that very same day, Facebook was born. Within a few months, Sean Parker became the first president of Facebook. And according to his Wikipedia page, Sean Parker was recruited by the CIA just before finishing high school.
Okay, so we're keeping track of what's the creepiest thing here. Now, Devin, you got the TV, you got the ear pods, and you got the fact that Facebook and these social media platforms were created by DARPA. What's the most creepy so far?
I still think the TV is
really.
Yes.
You hung up on the TV. Okay. Well,
so with the social media, I feel like just in this world, I feel like that's just something I've always known. It's just like people are constantly just keeping tabs. And that's why you don't want to, you know, I've always been told as a kid just growing up, my parents wouldn't let me have social media to a certain age. And then it's still like, be super safe on it. People are always watching. You never know, you know. So that with me is like no brainer. I've always known to just kind of keep it a little bit private on social media. I see that. It's super creepy. But yeah, the TV thing is.
TV thing is the most. Okay. Jason, what are your thoughts? What's the creepiest thing so far? What else do people need to know about this insane technology, sir?
The creepiest thing you need to know is let's actually bring this all together, because there's stuff even deeper than that. So social media is obviously watching everything you're doing. They're coming up with the devices that can actually read your memory. I remember standing on your stage in Idaho telling them, the wearables are here. They want you to wear the wearables because that is essentially a gate to where they want to get you to, where they're going to get you to is DARPA, as well as other companies, Hitachi. They're spraying nano smart dust since probably the 90s, we can tell so far, which actually is being breathed in. I have the documentation. I have the scientific papers to show it. They're building people to be, so this is Yuval. So we have transhumanism, but we also have post-humanism. So you want to bring in the whole thing, the CBDC. How will they really use the CBDC? They're going to use it, Clay, by turning the person into the bank, because they're going to be loaded with so much nanotechnology that we will have digital biology, meaning DARPA, CIA, the government, et cetera, all these gigantic conglomerations. They're going to be able to log into the human cell. And what is the infrastructure that makes this all work? mRNA technology. That's the long game on this, is post-humans, where everyone is tied to the bank system because they are their own bank and it's all digital. And then to actually spend money, just what she said, you won't have to physically spend money with a card. You can think the money through. You can walk into a store, walk out, and it's already debiting it and crediting it from your system, from you.
You're a vast right-wing conspiracy theorist, obviously using facts again. Now, we're going back. What is the creepiest? That's the question on today's show. That's the theme. What is the creepiest thing that's going on in this very creepy world? Now, I'm going to show people this real quick. I don't know if a lot of people know this. Maybe you do. Maybe you don't. Maybe you say, oh, that's obvious, buddy. I knew that. That's fine. For, to me, this is interesting. Okay, so this guy is, you've all know Harari's good friend. Okay, so you've all know Harari is being described by many as the false prophet. He's praised by Obama, Zuckerberg, Gates, MIT, Stanford, Harvard. That's Yuval Noah Harari. And Yuval Noah Harari is, you know, he's talking, he wants to ban meat. He says, you shouldn't have meat. He wants to ban marriage. He wants to put surveillance under your skin. And he's being called the false prophet. And if you read the book of Revelation, it says that the false prophet will show up when the Euphrates River dries up, Revelation chapter 16. And then he's good friends with this guy, Macron. Okay, so Macron, Emmanuel Macron. And Macron, his name actually means, look it up, folks. Emmanuel means God with us. It's Emmanuel Jean Michael Frederick Macron. So his name actually means God with us, gift from God, who is like God, peaceful ruler, a written or printed mark. So Emmanuel Macron, just that means God with us and the mark. That's what that means. At the very time that the false prophet is telling us we need to put the mark of the beast technology in our body. It's an interesting thing. So now we go back to Hawaii. Here we go. On to Hawaii. Watch this, folks. This might blow your mind. Here we go.
Steve Favis is an expert in computer science and advanced robotics. He has been researching the Maui fires and has compiled evidence that the technology exists to have started these fires from a satellite in Earth orbit. He has also confirmed that the CCP had satellites capable of doing so above Maui at the time of the fires. His work has been published on his website, stevefavis.com, and includes everything you need to recreate these findings. The most efficient way to ignite a fire on the surface from a satellite in Earth orbit would be to paint the target in segments by pulsing the laser with an advanced targeting system. To see if this were possible, Favis calculated what it would require to create a meter-wide, mile-long fire. Fired from a satellite, the Earth's atmosphere will absorb and scatter some of the laser energy. And so the laser would need to be in a wavelength range that minimizes this. The most effective wavelength would be in the near-infrared range, which would allow better transmission through the atmosphere. The near-infrared range would be invisible to the naked eye and would also have a minimal reaction with objects colored blue on the Earth's surface. The power of the laser would need to be in the hundreds of kilowatts range, and so Favis based his calculations on a 10 megawatt laser firing from Earth orbit. Assuming that the atmospheric loss amounts to 50% of the overall power and only 5 megawatts reaches the surface as a 1 square meter beam, it would ignite a fire almost instantly. If this 5 megawatt beam was pulsed across a 1 meter by 1 mile long area in segments, then the time to ignite the entire area would be roughly 2.7 minutes. And it would only take approximately 8.8 seconds to melt an aluminum alloy wheel. The amount of energy required to pulse a 10 megawatt laser for 2.7 minutes would require approximately 3,220 capacitors, which would amount to about 32,200 kilograms in weight. Using MetLab software and plugging in public data provided from NORAD, he found that satellites launched and monitored by the CCP were directly above the Maui fires at the time of ignition. The CCP's most powerful rocket, the March 5, can launch up to 48,500 kilograms of payload, which is more than enough to carry the required payload in Favis's calculations. But Favis has found that the CCP has much more powerful lasers deployed already. He has calculated that the CCP has up to 70 gigawatt lasers in Earth orbit right now. That's at least 100 times more powerful than what he factored into these calculations. Adjusting NORAD's default coordinated universal time, or UTC, to the local time zones, Favis found the following. The Olinda fire was ignited at approximately 10:47 p.m. on August 7th. At this exact time, CCP satellite labeled NORAD 53299 was directly over the location. The Lahaina fire was ignited at approximately 6:37 a.m. on August 8th. At this exact time, CCP satellite labeled NORAD 55836 was directly over the location.
Okay, now we have a contest to see what's the creepiest. Now, in the book of Revelation, it says, and he doeth great wonders, and so that he make fire come down from heaven on earth in the sight of men. Devin, what's the creepiest thing so far? Is it CCP satellites above Maui? Is it DARPA creating the technology that's now called social media? Is it the smartphones that are watching you in your home right now? Or is it the ear pods that can record the face conversations and thought patterns of people wearing them?
It's the CCP satellites. That's
really?
Yeah, that's pretty creepy.
Wow. Okay. Dr. Jason Dean, you're a doctor. Please feel free to disagree with us. We are just simple peons. We are not doctors, sir.
Here's a book called Under an Ionized Sky. They have weaponized every single aspect of our ionosphere, the outside of our, obviously, our sky. It's all creepy because this is a full-on assault. And quite honestly, okay, you have Revelation up, right? I watch Bo's stuff all the time. We are not only at the end of a cycle, we are at the end of a time. We are at the end of an age, literally. We are actually at the end of an age scientifically, right? The scary part about this all, Clay and Devin, is we are getting to the point, especially with all of this, the fact that they run all the satellites in the sky the way they do, the fact that we have all this crazy technology, we have AI, which AI is not new. AI has been going on for a long period of time. You are getting to a point where these people... their goal is to end humanity, end human life. And as you look at this, I mean, you've just went through about three or four, maybe five things here. This is what we are living. I don't think anyone from a spiritual background ever thought we were going to see quote unquote revelation. You're watching what they are attempting to do, which is to depopulate and literally end human life through technology that is completely out of control. Because I'll be honest with you, I don't even believe that they have it under control. That's how crazy this is.
Now I'm gonna pull the final one. I personally, this is my creepiest. Now again, you talk about what's your favorite most creepy. I don't even know the thing. It's like, which one is your favorite nefarious technology to be the, or which one's the most creepy? I don't know how we, but this to me is the creepiest creeperson one. This one here is creep. Creeper 2.0. This is Creep and a Half. This guy right here is a great guy. Okay. For anybody out there who doesn't know, I've got a chance to meet him on Project Save America. He's a great guy. His name is Thomas McInerney. Okay. He's a political commentator, retired U.S. Air Force Lieutenant General. He's a good guy. He's well respected. People like him. I like him. He's a good guy. Listen to what he says here. Here we go.
But we're about to see something that has never happened in history before, and that is the danger, because this vaccination has a mRNA in it that has particles, little particles, metallic particles. And you've probably heard of the transmission system, that the telecommunications are coming out. You have 4G on your cell phone now. You're going to get 5G. Now in the 5G range at the 18 gigahertz, I'm getting technical and I want to keep it very simple, but this will activate those nanoparticles in your system that the vaccination put in, particularly the second one, the second shot, or third or fourth they're talking about. Now, you saw 2 days ago that O'Biden, the doofus, got a shot in an auditorium and everybody watched him. Do you think for anything that was the vaccination? That was saline water. You know, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. I'm not a sucker anymore. And so that's why I think it's important to alert you. What can you do about it now? And
that is the question. What can you do?
Yeah. Now, there are things that can be done. I'm not prepared to tell them medically.
Okay, now let's continue. Here we go. This is Karen Kingston's research now. Here we go.
So let's just get into this. And I'd like to take you through the patents that are on Moderna's website. So there's a patent entitled Modified Polynucleotides for the Production of Secreted Proteins. This is one of the master patents for what they're calling mRNA vaccines. Right in the abstract, it describes that the lipid nanoparticles have a particle size between 80 and 160 nanometers, and it contains modified mRNA encoding a polypeptide. It includes a cationic lipid, a neutral lipid, a cholesterol, and a pegylated lipid. What they're calling lipids actually host cationic charges. They host positive electromagnetic fields. There is no lipid in nature that does that. They're using the term lipid instead of nanotechnology. As you go through the patent in section 219, it explains how they are self-assembled nanoparticles and they're fully programmable. That term in here is, it is an alarming term for a number of reasons. One reason is that these are both pre-programmable as well as they can receive programs from an external source. Microsoft did a 3-minute video on their technology. They call them biological computers.
Imagine a world where we can do computation inside living cells.
The problem that we're trying to solve is really trying to have a more sophisticated diagnosis that can happen automatically inside cells.
Imagine a biological computer that operates inside a living cell.
The type of work that they're doing is essentially they're trying to sense, analyze, and control molecular information.
In this project, we're trying to use DNA as a programmable material.
DNA is highly programmable, just like a computer, and we can program a whole range of complex behaviors using DNA molecules.
It will definitely happen. I was talking about 6G earlier, which is around 2030. I would say that by then, definitely the smartphone as we know it today will not anymore be the usual, kind of the most common interface. Wow. Many of these things will be built directly into our bodies.
So there's one specific patent that I think it's very important for every American citizen to see, and it's patent number US 95392102. It was issued on January 10th of 2017. The patent is entitled Vaccine Nanotechnology, and in section 9 it discusses the vaccine nanotechnology that can deliver molecules. In some embodiments, the small molecule is a toxin. The toxin is from a chemical weapon, an agent of biowarfare. This is a utility patent for the pegylated lipid nanoparticles that are in these, what they're calling COVID-19 vaccines.
There's more than overwhelming evidence that these are three of these pathogens that are housed within the hydrogel that is used in the vaccination and the jabs that are being given. Now, these three pathogens are innocuous. They're stable, they're inert, they don't do anything, you wouldn't even know that they're there, okay? But the hydrogel is the fixative that is within. So it's being, think of it almost like a paraffin or cryo or something that's preserved, okay? It's like a storage. It's a vehicle to deliver whatever they're trying to deliver, like the messenger RNA or whatever else they're doing. But it's also fixating these things and keeping them stable. So they're essentially, it's a payload, very high level. It's the payload of pathogens that are being held in this hydrogel, almost like a sleeper cell.
We know that Marburg is not particularly contagious, but it has an extraordinarily high rate of fatality. And we know the mechanism by which this will be released. And that is inside of these shots that people already received, inside the lipid nanoparticles, the hydrogel, there exists pathogens inside of the particles that have not yet opened. Those pathogens are chimeric. They include E. coli Marburg, Ebola staphylococcus, and brewer's yeast, amongst others. We know that upon the broadcast from the 5G system that is now employed across the United States and the world for that matter, when they broadcast an 18 gigahertz signal for 1 minute, three different times as a pulse, it will cause those lipid nanoparticles to swell and release these pathogenic contents, thereby causing a Marburg epidemic that they've already spent the money on. It's already done, right? The Marburg epidemic for purposes of the law has happened. And now we just need the actual disaster to happen. And there's actually worse parts to it than that, including the 1p36 gene deletion that effectively will turn those poor people into zombies.
Okay. So, Devin, you got the Maui laser technology that can incinerate, you know, people. You got the CCP satellites. You got the TVs that are watching. You got the ear pods that can read your thoughts and basically create images, or it can show the faces of the people you're talking to. You got the 5G remote detonator, you know, technology that can basically release these the pathogens found in the lipid nanoparticles. And then you've got the fact that DARPA created social media. Which is the creepiest now?
The 5G.
At the end, What made you creep out the most there? I mean, you're not a doctor, so I mean, I'm not a doctor either. So how could we even qualify to have an opinion? But okay, go for it.
Was his name Thomas? Is that his name? The guy, the older man?
Thomas McInerney, yeah.
Yeah. What he said really kind of got to me.
Got to you.
Yeah, he was saying like the cell phones and everything.
Yeah.
Was he saying that the cell phone 5G would do the same thing as the vaccine? Is that what he said?
Dr. Jason D, can you explain this to Devin there, sir?
The cell phone part?
Yeah.
The cell phone will become you. It will be inside of you. That's what the nanotechnology is. So, Karen was talking about the patents that are put in, the patents. So that is in people with the COVID vaccines. That is already there. But on top of that, we already know the nanotechnology has been dropped as well. So literally the spike protein, that is in people has encapsulated within it, Marburg, Ebola, AIDS. It's like it's already showing up. Kids are already showing up with it as well. So 5G can be pulsed, which they're already pulsing, just not at that specific thing like Todd was talking about at the specific time in the pulsing. But they're already doing it because people are already showing up with radiation problems. And so when they do this, they can explode that spike protein and Marburg comes out. The problem with Marburg, and I'll tell you, I'm not worried about COVID. Marburg, Ebola, I have some concerns there because it's not necessarily contagious. However, it literally turns the brain. That's why we call it a zombie apocalypse. But also, they start bleeding out their orifices, ears, nose, areas of skin. Like these, this is going to change the world and humanity forever when this stuff starts going down.
Well, in other news, Christmas is coming up here soon. Wow, man, unbelievable. Shaka-baba. Okay, so what you got here, I don't know, are you selling any at bravetv.store/Clay? Are you selling any satellites that can go around and take down the CCP satellites? Do you have that? Are you selling those?
I'm not into the satellite sales, no. I stick to cleaning the body out.
They could block the TV from filming people. I mean this sincerely. I mean, this is a real, that's a real thing. Think about all the people that have watched TV and what were they doing while watching TV? Uh-oh. So you got anything that you can, you know, you fix that?
I can actually handle like the radiation elements and stuff like that. That's a whole other thing. But yeah, you can do that.
What about like people using ear pods and then it's recorded all their conversations, or Alexa? Do you have anything that can like undo that?
Well, we can do Carboxy, which is on that main page next to cardio support, and Carboxy will start cleaning out the nanoparticulates from the body. That's one of the big things we do to like make that radiation not work. But I can't stop the iPods and the AirPods and everything else from being damaging to you.
Okay. Well, you do have some solutions that can help minimize the damage of the COVID shots if someone took the shots, right? So tell us about these technology you have available at bravetv.store/Clay. Because again, if anybody buys anything at all from you, that helps to support the Reawaken America Tour, and for which we are very appreciative. That's bravetv.store/Clay. What solutions do you have for us, sir?
Yeah, so head over to that site, head up to the top where it says Clot Shot Cardio Defense, click on that, and Clot Shot Cardio Defense will take you right to the More Than Cardio Support, which is developed simply for just the people who took the spike protein. When you go in there, there's also a product called Carboxy, which is in a white kind of a jar. That's going to help start taking out some of the nanotechnologies as well, things like that. But this covers people for toxicity in them, but also that More Than Cardio Support directly to go after the spike protein. We have to clean this stuff as fast as possible. I mean, I've been told by Todd himself that this could happen as early as potentially October. So like we are on a deadline, a timeline right now, Clay.
Again, that's bravetv.store/clay. Sir, I appreciate you allowing us to keep you a little bit after today. I just had so many clips, so much stuff I wanted to share. You know these things. You've been talking about these things for a long time. I just wanted to put it all in one presentation, which I'm calling Creepy. What's the creepiest technology in this video? That's the question I'm asking. If you're watching this today, I encourage you, subscribe to the podcast. That'd be great. But also in the comments, write what you believe to be the creepiest part of this technology. I want to hear from you. I want you to tell me in the comment section, what is the creepiest Creeper McCreeperson thing that's in this video? And then Dr. Jason Dean, I'll give you the final word there, sir. Again, that website is bravetv.store/clay. What's the final word there, sir?
I'm going to give everybody some homework. So I want you to get ahead on this, all right? Because Clay has been doing a great job of talking about CBDCs, the monetary system, the COVID vaccines, mRNA technology, et cetera. I want to take you the next step closer, which is the completely sinister aspect of this. And this is what they're doing ahead of time. You're going to look up wide body area network.
Wide body area network.
You're going to look that up.
You're sick.
They are working to turn you into the computer. They want to turn you into the bank. They want to turn you into a post-humanist robot. This is the ultimate goal to nanotechnology, mRNA infrastructure. This is real. This is how they wirelessly create digital biology from a distance. They can read the mind, they can control the body, but they can also control disease. They're going to say that it's for your healthcare. They're going to say it's for helping your family members who have cancer and Parkinson's, dementia, and all the other diseases. This is their way to take over the human body. So support Clay, support the tour. We got to get this word out as fast as possible, Clay.
Brother, thank you for carving out time again. It's Brave TV.
BraveTV.store/clay.
And then we'll go back. There's so much information here. Let's put a link. I'm going to put a link right here because there's so much information. I'm putting a link here to the body area.
I'll send you some links as well, Clay.
Oh, you're sick. I was going to have a lighthearted conversation about Creepy McCreepers and technology that creeps me out. I thought I would have it just lighthearted to be more of a kumbaya kind of show. People would leave going, that's awesome. Yeah, let's go get some ice cream. And then you go out there and you take the room down by bringing up the body area network. Every time I talk to you, it's like there's so much information.
They're going
to
connect to you wirelessly, Clay. That's where this goes.
I don't want to freak you out, but the last time we ran into each other, Reawake in America tour, I put a little nanotechnology in your body. So I've been reading your thoughts the whole time. Nothing to worry about. Hey, we'll talk to you later, buddy. See you next week. See you, boss.
This is the Great Awakening. Oh, the Great Awakening.
It's the Great Awakening. They hate when people unite, trying to take away Christ while we the people just fight. Don't matter black or white, whether left or right. Feel the Lord's about to strike like a thief in the night. Evil right in your sight. Thought this was home of the brave. Good men do nothing now. We'll be the home of the slaves. Just keep locking you down, all alone and enraged. Soldiers fought and died for this. I bet they roll in their graves. This is spiritual war, so be on guard with your kids. See, hope the stock keeps dropping till we bankrupt Disney. Don't support if it's woke. Toss it out like a frisbee. You perverted CEOs thinking nobody knows. We gotta boycott the parks. I'm hoping nobody shows. This world got real dark. Can't even trust kids' shows. Be on your toes. These are foes coming straight for your heart. You don't believe it's the mark? You better believe it's the start. Feels like I'm weaving through darts. This great awakening grows. Chris Sky said it best. Gotta just say no. Politicians work for us, so what we say goes. When will treason be punished? Only the good Lord knows. These pedophiles are in droves, put in the highest position. Thinking wicked is normal. A sane mind is sickening. About time you should listen and stop whining and wishing. You better get in this fight or suffer the rest of your life.
You've been sleeping for too long. Time to wake up and get strong. If you're able to respond, get off the sideline. Turn to God before it's done. Repent by the end of this song. Work no pay when it's still day before it's night time. Going down the rabbit hole. Somebody show me the way, cause I need to know. Searching for hope for my soul. Trying to find a better day, but this world's too cold. I used to politic, but now I find I'm done with it. My mind is on the kingdom. Let them know before the curtain's closed. Time to wake up, nothing's faced up, not these lies. The truth is rarely televised. They trying to take my mind, but I don't need to be entertained, you see. No complacency, I'm faced with Satan trying to speak to me. To deceive, sees a degeneracy, but my mind will not receive. Honestly, be an anomaly, be who you called me. You
you can take the veil down. Take it. Open your eyes, you can see. Take the mask off, you can breathe. Give our glory to the King. It's the reason why we sing. It's the great awakening.
It's the great awakening. It's time to let our freedom ring. It's time to focus on the truth and not to focus on the bling. You see, it's now happening with the mandates now returning. Jenner Land is not stopping with Malika Obama joining. Roseanne is truth bombing. Eric Trump is unrelenting. We'll never stop stating that Jesus is our King. Jim Brewer keeps us laughing. Still exposes vaccines. Coke exposes Epstein. Milk explains what it all means.
Home of the brave, land of the free. Freedom's only found in the arms of Jesus. This world will lie to your mind to deceive you. Children horse like trees and keep you all up every season. The kingdom of God unite, fight for what's right, be the light. Don't put trust in man, this world's never set us free. Like, where do you put your faith? Who do you believe in? Wake up before it's too late, repent, run back to Jesus. The Great Awakening.
Join General Flynn and the Reawaken America Tour at TimeToFreeAmerica.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this just in. We'll keep this a little secret between you and me and them and everybody. Whoa. The people that are actually at the tip of the spear, working directly with President Trump on a day-to-day basis to save this nation, they're all joining us on the Reawaken America Tour. We have President Donald J. Trump's Chief of Staff, Kash Patel. We've got Peter Navarro's joined us on the tour. We have General Michael Flynn. We have Eric Trump. The people actually working at the tip of the spear with President Donald J. Trump to save America are joining us on the Reawaken America tour. Whoa. If word of this gets out, if the truth about election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, monetary fraud, and mainstream media gets out, it may just save the nation. And now the Reawaken America Tour is going back to Trump Doral, Miami, Florida on October 13th and 14th. And then we're taking the Reawaken America Tour into California and into Tulare, California.
What?
Yes, Tulare, California is a real place. And we're going to be there on December 15th and 16th. Come and see Dr. Judy Mikovits, Julie Green, Amanda Grace, Dr. Simone Gold, the powerlifter and wife of Eric Trump, Laura Trump, Jean Ho, Roger Stone, the woman who woke up the world with the Plandemic series, Dr. Judy Mikovits, the hilarious Jim Brewer, Dr. Peter McCullough, Mike Won't Let America Go to Hell Lindell, Pastor Leon Benjamin, Pastor Mark Burns, Pastor Greg Locke, Pastor Dave Scarlett, Pastor Brian Gibson, Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller, Pastor Craig Hagin. Because although even America may be facing an imminent disaster, on the Reawaken America Tour, we travel with pastors. Did I mention on the Reawaken America Tour, we've had Liz Crokin, Jimmy Levy, we've had Mickey Willis. We've even had Robert F. Kennedy Jr. show up at the Reawaken America Tour. We've had Charlie Kirk, Roseanne, Donna Clement Petruska, Mel Kay, Owen Troyer, Alex Jones, Mike Adams, Seth Holhouse, Donald J. Trump Jr. If you want to join the Reawaken America Tour in beautiful Miami, Florida at the Trump Doral Golf Course and Resort, get those tickets today at TimeToFreeAmerica.com. Or if you want to join us in beautiful Tulare, California, get those tickets today at TimeToFreeAmerica.com. We have scholarship pricing available to make this event affordable for everybody. What does that mean? That means you can name your price. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you can name your price. We want every single American and married Americans going to be able to afford a ticket to the Reawaken America Tour. The Reawaken America Tour. Get those tickets today at TimeToFreeAmerica.com. Klaus Schwab, Yuval Noah Harari, Henry Kissinger, and the World Economic Forum, they have their get-togethers at Davos. But we have the Reawaken America Tour so you can learn the truth about election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, and to get back to God. Ladies and gentlemen, 70-plus speakers are featured during this two-day epic event. To make this event affordable for everybody, you can name your price.
So I'd like to name my price Skylar. Or Hamilton, or
this is probably not the right conference for you. Each and every Reawaken America Tour event has been 100% sold out, and these events will be sold out as well. Request those tickets today at TimeToFreeAmerica.com. Or for faster service, you can text them the number 918-851-0102. Again, to be bilingually sensitive, you can text in the number 918-851-0102. That's 918-851-0102.
Whoa!